Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Experience Required, the podcast for the fully qualified and underemployed. I am your host, Alan Alvin. Today we are very fortunate to be graced by the presence of Katie Flint, the Assistant Director of the Career Center at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Katie will be sharing her insights and professional advice on what recent and soon-to-be college grads can do to improve their chances of landing that dream job. We'll be discussing common resume errors, networking tips, and Katie's thoughts on the importance of graduate school. So without further ado, here's my interview with Katie Flint.
And now we are on the line with Katie Flint, the busiest woman at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Katie, how are you doing this morning?
Great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So you are the Assistant Director of the Career Center. What does that entail? How long have you been at it? Give us a little background on yourself.
Yeah, well, I've been here at the Career Center for 2 years now as the Assistant Director, and so I do career advising with students across our campus. Any student here at Illinois can come use us, so we're advising all majors and all levels from freshmen to graduate to even some alumni.
All right. As an alumni myself, I wasn't necessarily the most well-versed in using the school's facilities, especially the Career Center. what kind of turnout rate do you have for people just asking, or how many people are super hardcore about finding a job right out of college, and what kind of turnout do you get?
We are always busy with seeing students throughout the year. Of course, we have our peak periods tend to be in the fall timeframe when the career fairs are happening, getting a lot of juniors and seniors coming in here. We also see a lot of freshmen and sophomore who are coming in just trying to make a direction on what sort of major they should pursue and what kind of things they can do early on to set themselves up for success when they do reach graduation. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we always love to see even more students, and we hate it when we hear that students haven't heard about us or haven't used us. So we make an effort to do outreach across the campus in a variety of ways to ensure that students have the opportunity to find us and see us and use us. And if not us, at least one of the other career services offices here on campus as well.
Sure. So I was an advertising major, and when I started school, they said that advertising's great if the economy's good, everyone's got a job, but it's the first thing to go if companies start losing money. And then when I graduated in 08, that's when companies started losing money. So I guess a lot of kids are struggling finding jobs in general in any field.
Mm-hmm.
What steps can students take to improve their resume and improve their chances of finding a career?
There's a lot of different things, and it always kind of depends upon the student and what they've done so far. I think part of it is, in regards of, being open and willing to look at a variety of different type positions. And when I say that, I'm not saying, just don't go and try to find any job just to find a job. But I think sometimes students can get locked into maybe one or two kind of ideas of what they have about what that job needs to be and fail to look and see what the other options are out there. And so kind of expanding what that might look like, and I think it's helpful to speak with if they have access still to their career services, like alumni office and things like that, to help them think through where else they might need to look so they don't get locked into just one type of company or one type of job, because oftentimes you can find other great opportunities that will match up to your skills and interests and what your goals are that you might not have thought of before. So I definitely think that's one thing, is just to kind of broaden that perspective, but don't broaden it so much where you're just blindly throwing at everything that's out there, because that's not going to be helpful. You're going to feel frustrated. And employers can tell, frankly, when you're doing that, if you're not serious about, their type of position, they can tell that with applications that are coming through. So I think that's one thing. And then, like I said, do take advantage. Even as an alumni, at least here at the University of Illinois, our alumni can continue using the Career Center, or they can even use the Alumni Career Center. Sometimes there's a small fee attached with that. But I definitely say, make sure and utilize all the resources through your university that are at your fingertips, because they can help you in a lot of different ways and help walk through some different steps and options depending upon what your specific goals are and maybe where you've been struggling, and kind of helping you think outside of the box in that way. In terms of resumes and things like that, you definitely want to make sure that you are writing to the jobs that you're applying for. You don't want to just, create one resume and send that out to 100 different employers. Again, they can tell when you're not specifically targeting their company or their field or their types of positions. And so you want to think through the audiences that you're writing for and making sure that you're using keywords from those job descriptions, you know, within your resume and within your cover letter, and you're writing specifically to them. That's one error I sometimes see a lot from students coming through. They think if they can send out a mass quantity, then that's better. But again, you want to really be targeting your audiences. And I'm sure people heard this before, but I can't say enough, is the networking piece. That is so huge. That's where majority of people are finding their jobs, is using that networking, you know, along with all the other search methods as well. So I think the more types of search methods you can use, whether it be, you know, looking at some of the online job databases that are out there where people are posting, or whether it be researching specific types of companies and organizations and going to their websites to see what's being posted, but then definitely utilizing your network, getting on LinkedIn, which is a professional networking site. That's a great resource to use to help with that, connecting with alumni from your university, and then just any friends who are currently already in the field and working. You really want to sit down and make an exhaustive list of people that you can touch base with to kind of help with that networking piece, because I think that I can't stress how important that is.
And not have any fears in going to these people, because if it's somebody you know and they're in the field, I'm sure they're willing to help.
Right. And it really is, you know, there's better ways than others to approach it. I don't recommend you know, start going down your list and calling and saying, I need a job, how can you help? But more so approaching it from like maybe an information gathering standpoint, and thinking through it in that way, or learning more about a company and trying to kind of work it in that way and build a relationship. I mean, hopefully at this point people have already begun building networks throughout their college years, so they're not starting from ground zero, because it does take some time and some effort to build those networks before you might start to see some results from it. And so there is some right ways and wrong ways to do it, so, you know, caution against that, but definitely don't be afraid to utilize those networks or get on things like LinkedIn to start making those connections.
All right, sounds good. Another issue that comes up when someone's looking for a full-time career is whether they should find a part-time job just anywhere in the meantime, or whether they should just stay at home and look for work the entire time. What are the drawbacks and the strengths of each of those approaches?
Yeah, I mean, part of it's going to depend, of course, upon people's own financial situations. I mean, if they need to make money now, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, then you know, you need to do what you need to do to get out there and find something to help pay those bills. And I think if you can, again, be smart in how you do that and what you type of work that you seek out, if possible, even if it's, you know, working as support staff or clerical staff with some place that might be in your field but not doing the exact role yet in that field, I think that's useful. But even if you can't, I mean, just any way you can continue to build your skills, you know, build some of those soft skills that are going to be transferable into any industry is important. And then thinking about, you know, if you're waitressing for a place or something like that, or a server, and that's a way that you're building money, then think about, okay, what else can you do to continue to connect within your industry? So whether it be joining a professional association that is linked to your industry, whether it be volunteering, going to some of those things, you know, volunteering in that way. And sometimes you can reach out to different organizations and companies and volunteer your services, and they may or may not, again, depending upon what type of role you're looking at, be able to use your services. And that's definitely another way to get your foot in the door. So always kind of thinking about, you know, how else can you continue to build the skills that you know those employers are looking for? Because I don't think you don't want to just, you know, sit around for months on end living at your parents' home, right, and not doing anything to continue building those skills and showing employers that you're serious about building your skills and getting into those fields. So, I mean, every person's situation is different, and so I think it's asking yourself, okay, how else can I continue to stay on top of this industry? You know, continue to be reading up on what's happening in that field that you're interested in, and trying to, again, think about ways, where else can you connect with people in that field and continue to build those relationships.
Right on. My last couple questions are, do you have any advice or information on majors or degrees that are trending hotter right now? And also, what are your thoughts on getting another degree in the overall scheme of the job search?
To address your second question about the importance of getting another degree, again, that's really going to depend upon the field and what your goals are. I definitely don't recommend that, okay, I haven't found a job, I'm just going to go to grad school. I don't recommend that route. Grad school is a lot of time and money and investment, and in the end, if it's not going to help you towards your ultimate goal, do you want to really invest that much into it? And so I think it's important to do your research, you know, depending upon what your goals are, to see, okay, is this route going to be helpful to me? Do I have to go this route into grad school in order to get to where I want to be? And again, you want to make sure that you're going into it for the right reasons. So I don't recommend that you just, I've had some students say, well, I can't find a job, so I'm just going to go to grad school. And okay. I think that's the wrong motivation.
I think that's a common sentiment, though, so that's definitely sound advice.
Yeah, yeah. And so in terms of, like, what fields are hot right now, it's always changing.
Okay, yeah.
And when I had to plot, I had to dig a little bit more to tell you what is it right now. I can say, kind of generally speaking, that we have slowly seen an improvement over this last semester in terms of more recruiters coming back to campus, more job openings being open. I mean, there's always some of your big fields that continue to stay on top in terms of engineering, computer science, accounting, things like that. But with that said, I always want to encourage students, even if you didn't come out of school with, like, a business degree, granted, you might not get into an accounting or technical engineering, but, still encourage them to look in these fields because companies aren't just hiring the major. They're hiring what your skill set is. And so sometimes students get so kind of tunneled in. I'm like, well, I wasn't a business major, so that means I can't go look at consulting firms or I can't go look at these different business fields. And that's not true.
Right.
Again, looking at what skills are they asking for, thinking about how college is prepared you through the classes, through the internships, through the volunteer work that you've done, and if your skills are matching up to that job description, then apply for it. It's not just the major that they're looking at. So I think it's important for people to keep that in mind, too, as they're searching.
All right. Really appreciate it. And are there any last words for the postgrads out there who just need that extra little push?
I'd say just don't give up. Don't be discouraged. It just takes time. If you didn't start your job search until, May of your senior year, you just got to allow for that time for that to happen because it can take several months before you start to see the fruits of your efforts. And so I'd say keep on working and reach out to people around you and utilize the resources at your fingertips to help with that.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for thinking of us, Alan.
I truly appreciate it. Once again, that was Katie Flint, the Assistant Director at the Career Center at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And for more information on the Career Center at UIUC, visit their website at www.careercenter.illinois.edu. Like their Facebook page at facebook.com/UOI Career Center, or follow them on Twitter at UOI Career Center. And that'll wrap up episode 2 of the Experience Required podcast. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening. Don't forget to check out our homepage at xrecshow.wordpress.com, where you can find past and future episodes of the podcast. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/xrecshow, and join the conversation on Twitter by following at xrecshow and using the hashtag xrecshow. Once again, this has been Alan Alvin. You'll hear from me soon.